The sermon this morning is a homily. That means it's short. Several years ago at a UU church on Long Island, during the children's time, the minister asked the children who were gathered around her why they thought people came to church. And one of the children said, "I think people come to church to worship God." And with that, a man sitting in the congregation booed the answer. Now, I like to think that he was immediately sorry and embarrassed he had done that, and that he apologized afterwards. If I had been the minister that morning, I would have said that answer was exactly right. And in fact, I say it to you this morning. You may have sensed by now that I am not a theist in any traditional sense, and I actually fall much closer to the humanist end of the theological spectrum. So you can trust that when I say I believe we come to church to worship God, it is not a conversion strategy. And if I asked you why you come to church, and you said, "I come to church to make friends," or "I come because the coffee's free," or "because you don't have to try out for the choir," I maintain the answer to worship God still holds. So if my saying this isn't a conversion tactic, then what is it? Well, I hope it's an invitation for you to reflect on your own understanding of God, whatever that may be. So when a poet writes, "God loves hands," that your concept of God is big enough and expansive enough to have an image of what that means to you. You know, when you're watching TV and something startling or daredevil-like happens, the announcer says, "Don't try this at home." Well, this you can try at home. Have this God conversation at home. You can even begin by saying, "Gosh, the minister really missed the mark by a mile on the God thing this morning, and that's okay because that's the beauty of it. There are no right or wrong answers." And that, of course, is the core of this faith, freedom of religious belief. I chose to talk about God this morning because the children are here, because it's Flower Communion, a sacred ritual for us, even though I agree with the Episcopal priest and writer Barbara Brown Taylor when she says, "The act of public speaking about God is, any way you look at it, a foolhardy thing to do." Isn't church, even the most liberal UU church, really about God? Today, we celebrate Flower Communion because it symbolizes the beauty of diversity, and because the Unitarian minister who created this ritual, Norbert Schapek, lost his life in the Holocaust because of his commitment to diversity and to religious freedom, the very same religious freedom of belief that we so cherish. During the Holocaust, and ever since, people have asked, where was God in that terrible time? When we think about it, all of the words that we tend to use for God, love and beauty and truth and justice and mercy and compassion, the words that describe the goodness of life, weren't there. Now, think back to last Sunday. Think back to what the youth said last Sunday in their worship service. They said that it's our acts of kindness that keep the darkness of injustice away. So that says to me that we have some responsibility for God. Not that God is our creation, but maybe that what we do or don't do, how we engage with the creative energy of the cosmos, can either bring forth or deny the holiness of life, truth and love and beauty and justice and compassion and mercy. Think of religion as the celebration of the goodness of life and the resistance to anything that would take that goodness away. And celebration here does not mean a party with streamers and balloons, great as they are, but more of a prayerful expression of gratitude. So to me, to worship God is to be grateful and thankful and joyful for life's goodness. So I believe we worship God when we come here, because in coming here, we are engaging in an intentional way of seeking to create and sustain that goodness. In just a moment, we will be passing out the flowers for flower communion, which, as Dr. Shopek described them, are messengers of fellowship and of love. Look at them. Each one is beautiful and unique and unlike any other flower, just as we are in our own way, beautiful and unique and unlike anyone else in the entire world. And just as the flowers, when put together in a bouquet, become even more beautiful, so life for us becomes more precious when we come together in community where we care about each other, about the values that we cherish, and about this wide world. So now, let us be together in the spirit of prayer, hearing the words of Dr. Shopek, who spoke these words at the first flower communion in a war-torn world over 70 years ago. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. And may we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship, but may we realize that whatever we can do, small or great, the efforts of all of us are needed to do the work of this world. Amen. And now I will invite you to come forward. And if you would come up the middle aisle and then go around the side aisles and make a circle for our closing hymn. So probably if we start with the first pews and work our way back.